Hey everyone, and welcome to a special Eleni-less PHF Future Considerations pod. This will be a shorter episode than we normally do because we are just doing a little bit of a guest episode here, and we're really excited to have Autumn McDougall, the Buffalo Buttes' leading scorer, who's back with the team for her third season. For those who don't know, Autie played at the University of Alberta. She signed with the Buttes this offseason, so this will be her third season back in the league. She made her debut in Lake Placid. Last season, she led the team in scoring, one of the best wingers in the game. I know that Dan agrees with me in that she's just one of my favorite players to watch. Such a one of those players who are like, wow, she's so smart. Everything she seems to do is really clever. A great, great mover of the puck, has great vision, great IQ in the offensive zone, especially. Really excited to see what happens with her and this new Buttes team. With a lot of opportunity to play with some big firepower around her. But here we are. We're super excited to have Autumn McDougall. So thanks for tuning in.
Welcome into the podcast. The 14th overall pick in the 2020 NWHL draft, now playing the PHF. Number nine for the Buffalo Buttes, Autumn McDougall. How are you doing today, Autumn?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. How has your offseason been going so far?
It's pretty good. It's been nice. I first time this summer I'm not working. I'm just training, so it's been really good. I'm training with a lot of junior guys and some guys that are going into NHL camps. And my trainer actually trains Brad Marchand. He's been training him for 20 years, so it's been really good. Been different for me. I'm on the ice 3 times a week, and then I also have a power skating coach twice a week, and we're in the gym every day and do hill sprints and yoga and all that good stuff. So it's been really good, but busy.
I mean, that's one of the things I was going to say to jump in really quick, Dan. Like, that's one of the things that I think has been so exciting about, we have the salary cap going up and more players are in a position where they can say, my number one job is hockey, right? And we didn't really have that before, which is so exciting. With that in mind, you're fully dedicated up to your off-season training. What is your favorite and least favorite dry ice training? So when you can't get to the rink, and you have to do something. Do you roller skate? Do you do the weird thing with the slidey shoes with little fabric on the bottom of your shoes? What's it going to
I love rollerblading. I love it. I mean, I'm biased, but I think Nova Scotia is the best province to, do that stuff. So we're right by the ocean and the harbor and the water. So I like to rollerblade with my family and my cousins down there.
Have you ever used those? What are they? The Mars blades, where it's supposed to be like a feel like ice?
I haven't, but I would love to.
Do you hear that, Mars blade?
Yeah, sponsor me, maybe.
You mentioned Nova Scotia. Any chance you're going to see the Stanley Cup around there this off season?
I did hear a rumor that he's bringing it in the end of August. So hopefully I'm still here then. And yeah, he's going to have a big parade in the Halifax area. So I'll definitely attend.
Nice, nice. This off season, you also dropped some new merchandise. Our listeners, they can't see, but you can see that I'm kind of modeling it here tonight. I'm wearing one of your hats. Tell us all about this, how it came to be, and what it's all about.
Yeah, it looks good, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I joined with a company called Millions.co. So basically, they are a company that promotes athletes and helps you build your brand. So they have a lot of UFC athletes and football players and basketball players, and they reached out to me, which was awesome. And they're kind of going towards the female hockey route, and I know that there's a couple other players in the PHF that are with them and joined with them now. So yeah, I loved the logo that they made me, and I actually made it into a little company that I started now with my off-season training that I do with young girls here in Nova Scotia. So I hope that I can keep expanding it and keep doing it in the summers for as long as I play pro hockey.
One of the things that when we talked a little earlier in the off season, I brought up this whole thing to you, or told you I was going to be purchasing one. You told me you can change the logo down the road if you wanted to. And you mentioned you might be doing that when the team hosts different kinds of nights like Pride nights and things like that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, what you've been planning?
Yeah, so I actually have two logos now. So one just came out. It's my Peak Performance female training logo now that I'm doing. And yeah, this year we're planning a couple charity nights. And one that I'm really passionate about is our mental health night that we're doing. So I've been working a little bit with Nate so far and the guy who helps us run theme nights. So we've been talking a little bit and we don't have all the details yet, but definitely stay tuned because we're going to, you know, have the community involved and we're going to do something really special with that. And I'm going to have a different logo. So all the proceeds will go to a mental health organization. And yeah, like I said, I just think it's super important to talk about. And, you know, the more that we talk about it, the easier it will be for people to come out and share their story. And I think that's what we're trying to do with this mental health night. So that's just one of the special theme nights we're going to do this year in Buffalo.
It's not just hats too, right? It's also, I think I remember, sweatshirts, right? Hoodies?
Yep. Yeah, hoodies and t-shirts and hats right now. So maybe get more in the future, but just those three right now.
And where can people get your stuff?
It's called millions.co. So you can, go to the link and then it will say athletes. And if you just search my name, and I know that another girl on my team, Michaela Boyle, has just started with Millions as well. So she has some merch out there. If Buttes fans want to go check her out as well.
Do it, Buttes fans. Buttes got some really dedicated fans out there. We know they're going to go out there.
They sure do. I love it.
The real question is, will you, if someone's wearing a Boyle hat, will you still sign it?
I'll let her do that. we'll have to switch. She'll have to wear mine. I'll wear hers.
I was telling Dan before the podcast, like, we've seen some like personal branding for hockey players for logos. This one is literally my favorite. So thanks. To see variations of it is really exciting. And obviously raising, you know, bringing attention to mental health is something we definitely embrace and support. So good on you for doing that.
Thank you.
Moving a little bit into the season. We didn't say this right away, but we're all excited to see you back. So congrats on your contract.
Congrats.
I wanted to ask, like, when you graduated U of Alberta, did you think you'd be in a position in just a few years where you could say hockey's just the number one job for me? Like, it's not a side hustle. It's not the passion that you want to be your primary gig. So you're doing something else just to keep things rolling. It's for you. It's the number one thing in your life. Did you think you'd be at this stage already?
No, I didn't at all. And honestly, at that point, I just wanted to play hockey. So I don't think I was thinking too much about it. But now looking back, like I've said this before, but I'm just so grateful for all the women before me who paved the way to, you know, for us to be able to say what you just said. And, you know, in terms of being able to call hockey our main job. And I tell this to some of the girls that I'm training now who are 10, 11, 12. But I say, you know, when you're my age, I hope it's even bigger. Like, I hope we just keep growing and keep getting to a point where everyone's like, wow, like this is where it's supposed to be. So yeah, I think it's moving in the right direction and I'm super grateful for it.
It's kind of crazy just thinking of, you know, talking about this recently where you think about what players were able to make before and it feels like things have accelerated in such an exciting way. And it's great to see this most recent generation of athletes have that opportunity. But like you said, a lot of building blocks, a lot of folks that got us here. And I know you're one of the players who will get us to the next step. So it's exciting. I know, you know, I've had some conversations with you. You're one of the Buttes PA reps. I was wondering, how does that, for fans who don't know, how does that come to be? How does Audie Mac become one of the PA reps?
Yeah, well, I think every team's kind of different, but how our team did it last year was, you know, they asked who would want to be a player rep, and me and Dom are one of the ones that wanted to, you know, be a part of the Players Association, and we had a couple others, so we just did a vote, and me and Dom were kind of players that have played the previous year, so they voted us in, and it's been great. I love being a part of the Players Association just because you get a voice. Like, I know me and you have talked about this before, Mike, but you get a voice in the way that, you know, it's what the players want. And I think that it's really important for that. And, you know, we've done a great job this year with Regan and Nicole, and, you know, they've been amazing communicators with us and really helping us build something special. So yeah, I don't really know how it works in the next year. I think that me and Dom are still the player reps, unless somebody obviously on our team wants to, then we can talk about that and let them have a chance to have a voice as well, because I do think it is important for younger players to understand what it is like to be a part of the Players Association and what it is like to be a player rep. So would definitely give them a chance if any of them would want to, you know, come into any of our meetings or help out with whatever.
I mean, it's such a, one of the big storylines this off season is, you know, the players having that option to disclose their salaries. I know it's something you and I spoke about. Mm-hmm. You know, you commented on it for our story at TIG, and, you know, in many ways, I feel like that was such a tremendous victory, but I also know that the league itself was not necessarily opposed to it, but I still feel like it was a victory for players everywhere, right? It's not just PHF players. And I know you and I had conversations about how it can help players who want to be in the PHF to have that information out there.
Yeah.
I was wondering, as a rep, when you're looking forward, do you know what the next thing that players feel like you want to, you know, pull your efforts to see change? Or is this like, we're just going to see what happens next? Because this has been such a transformative offseason, right?
Yeah. There's definitely been a lot of change in the past year, especially with like the staff too, like Regan coming in and Nicole coming in and all that stuff, which has been huge. But I think, like you said, our main focus was disclosing salaries or being able to have that opportunity to do that. And we obviously want to thank you for pushing that, because I think it's, you know, people need to know that you were one of the ones that helped us do that and help us have a voice. And we really pushed that in our player rep meetings. And we had a couple of great meetings with Nicole and Regan, and just all the players were awesome in the way that like we wanted it for us. So I think in the future, it's kind of, you know, what players want as the season goes on. Like, I haven't heard much yet of what else is on the radar, but that was definitely something that we focused on this past off season, and I'm sure next off season or even during this season there'll be something else that we're going to work on, but nothing yet.
It struck me as I was hearing you answer that question, I'm sure the conversation changes. The last time you were thinking about this, maybe there's been an entire new team added to the league, which is another
exactly,
25 yeah. people who have an opinion, and things are always moving and changing, right? Thank you for the kind words. But the other question we wanted to ask, we know the Buttes team is like on paper, you guys have a team. Like it feels like there's just maybe a couple signings that are left. And you look at this roster, everyone knows what the Buttes character has been about. You know, you've been a part of the team for a couple of years now. You know how excited fans are about this upcoming season. How excited are you about this Buttes roster that's come together over the offseason?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Obviously, props to Rhea and Nate for putting it together. I think, you know, I'm super excited to just get to the rink and meet everyone. And we obviously have some really talented and skilled players. And for me, it's awesome. I love hockey and I'm so passionate about it that when I go to the rink, I just want to be pushed and challenged more. And I think, you know, looking at the roster, these players are going to do just that for me. So I'm super pumped to just get to the rink and meet everyone and start playing.
I'm sure you'd be happy to play with any of the centers, but do you maybe mention a coach? Like, I'm sure I'd be pretty good with Bucky. Does that ever have to come up? Or just throwing the idea out there, maybe I play with the player who was the MVP 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I would love a chance to play with her, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, the coach's decision. And I think she's just a generational player that the things that she does, you can't teach. I've said this before, but obviously the things that she does with the puck is incredible, but what stands out to me is how she plays without the puck. And I've obviously watched her the last couple of years and try to mimic her a little bit. So now that she's on my team, I don't have to stress too much or worry too much of her, you know, going end to end. So yeah, I would love a chance to play with her, but I guess we'll see what happens.
It's a very diplomatic answer. Hopefully that'll go a long way with negotiations with coach. and finally, you know, we talked about how the Buttes are coming together. Fans of the Buttes, and I'm sure of the University of Alberta, couldn't help but notice that the Pandas have been broken up. And on the docket will be the Battle of the Pandas, because Kennedy is now with the Riveters. Is that a date when we get the schedule that you'll be circling where you play Kennedy for the first time?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think both of our families and family friends and all that are going to be at those games. But yeah, definitely a sad day. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think she obviously did what's best for her and the team said what's best for them. And yeah, I'm super happy for her. And it's going to be definitely weird playing against her, but we'll get some good chirps at each other and some good laughs. So I'm excited for everyone to watch.
Yeah, we're excited too.
Autumn, what was the reaction from you when Michaela signed with the Buttes? Were you signed already? Because I know some of the signings, they kind of lag where they're not announced. But I'm assuming you knew you were coming back. What's your reaction when you hear that? And did you have any inkling that it was happening?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to sign. I don't think I had signed yet, but I might have had a conversation with Nate and he might have told me or something came out. So after that, like, not that I didn't want to sign with the Buttes, I definitely wanted to, but it just kind of pushed my decision a little more of, okay, this is, you know, a good start. We're going strong here. So definitely wanted to contribute to the offensive side. And just thinking about potentially playing with a player like her, like, it was a no-brainer for me.
Sure. And what's it like? Obviously, there's a human aspect to things where some of your friends that you became close with or like Kennedy that you've known for a long time, they're going to be on different teams now. That doesn't change your friendship at all. But what is that? What is that? Those experiences like when you see your friend signing with the Riveters or whichever team they're signing with?
Yeah, definitely mixed emotions. Even like Carly Jackson, obviously really close with her, and she's going to Toronto, and super happy for them. I'll be their biggest fan and rooting for them no matter what. But I think when, you know, we're playing them, it will have to be a different story and I'll have to shift my emotions a little bit there, but definitely happy that they're still in the league and they obviously are, you know, still playing hockey and doing what they want to do. So I'll still be their biggest supporter and rooting for them. But when we play them, I'll have to be a little bit more competitive and, you know, put my mean face on a little bit.
Last thing I want to ask you, for PHF fans that don't know, if you're going to a Buffalo Buttes game, get there early, watch Audie do her pregame warm-up. She pulls off some pretty tricky moves. I've seen it a couple of times. You've done the lacrosse move behind the net. What are the chances we see this, you try this during a game? Obviously you try it in practices, but what are the odds that maybe we see you try this in an actual game this season?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, since I was at U of A, it's just kind of been a little bit of a superstition / tradition I do in warm-up and do it in practice. Sometimes I definitely nailed the skill down now because I've just been doing it so much. But a game is a little different. It's high-pressure situation and all that. So maybe one day you'll see. We'll see.
Hopefully. But PHF fans, if you go into a game, the Buffalo Buttes are playing, go out, go watch warmups, get there a little bit early. It's really neat to watch them with their full skills on display because you're not getting run at and crushed into the floor and things like that. But it's fun to see that. And the players are generally pretty interactive with fans. So if you haven't been to a game, go out there and go check it out.
Well, I think we don't want to take up too much more of your time, Audie, but thank you so much for being on the show and for answering some questions. Hopefully the folks from Mars Blade will be reaching out soon. We could try to hook you up, but we really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your off season.
Yeah, thanks so much. And
thank you so much.
Thanks a bunch.
All right, so that was pretty fun, Mike. We were saying in our Slack chat that trying to do an episode without Eleni is like skydiving without goggles on. And I think we did it right. I think we survived. We didn't scare Audie off at all. I thought she was a great guest. Hopefully everybody out there enjoyed that episode. Hopefully we can also get more of these out to you. You know, this is about their league, and it's awesome to hear their voices, what they're passionate about, to tell their stories. So thanks again to Autumn McDougall from the Buffalo Buttes. And hopefully we see you guys again soon. We'll be recording again in the near future. Thanks for tuning in.
Grab an Autumn McDougall hat.
Yes, and grab an Autumn McDougall hat.
Thanks, everybody.